It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Did you just say the F word?
No.
Sure sounded like it.
I did?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Galactic fishbone dumped the
by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Dumpster funk.
Yeah, dumpster funk.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week.
Would you call that blackface?
Oh, my gosh.
It would. That is, that type is blackface.
On the Little Tick.
Man, oh, man. 7:56 here on The Ticket. This is the Shawn Michaels Show. In for the musers, but we're still doing the emergency break of the week as we do every Friday here on America's favorite radio station. And it's brought to you by Classic BMW. Now, there is always a little controversy on a somewhat weekly basis because, you know, every now and again, and we can pull the curtain back a little bit. Jerry, you and Georgie are the ones that really sort of whittle down the three e-brake candidates per week, correct?
Pretty much George.
Okay, pretty much George.
Do you usually have more than...
Oh, yeah, we usually have more than... What we put air on the air, usually right. At least have twice as many.
But we always do three, right?
That's always do three.
That's the plan.
Gotta narrow it down.
But the Courage Boys are not here.
Uh-uh.
So we want to celebrate your freedom as we head into this 4th of July weekend by supersizing your emergency break this week.
What does that mean?
Instead of three.
What's he saying?
We're doing four, damn it.
Four damn e-brake candidates.
That's right. So,
and Reddit will still not be happy.
Oh, the hotline's ringing. Is that Dan Bennett or Kat?
Hey.
You cannot do four candidates.
Nope,
it's three candidates.
Well, we're breaking all the rules because we have four. And we'll start with something from this very show. I believe this happened on Tuesday or Wednesday morning. I forget. They all sort of run together. But you just heard him during the Cannonball recap. This is our producer, Jason Killer Kellison, stopping things down. I mean, we already stopped ourselves down to a certain extent, but Killer just crossed a line.
What about sex fart?
What?
Sex fart.
Sex farting? Oh.
Is that the only excused time? Because things happen.
But you shouldn't laugh when it happens.
When either of you.
Yeah. Or take a quick sniff to see what it is.
All right, 6:33, yeah. That's the ODEC. We'll try to recover next as we revisit yesterday's visit with Stefan the Sea Cow.
What does that mean?
You want to take us through that?
Yeah, what is your thought process?
I was thinking
here.
Stepbrothers, like ketchup and onions.
Always back to ketchup with this guy. No matter where we go, we end up back here.
It's the best game ever.
Take a sniff to see what it is.
Because there's flatulence that can happen a couple of different ways in that scenario. And I think...
List them.
We all know what we're talking about. We're all men of a certain age.
I don't know.
We know.
Yeah, which way was he talking about?
I'm not sure. That's... All I know is it made us all very uncomfortable. It was already an uncomfortable conversation.
Yeah, I took it bad with sex fart, but...
I think when President George Bush comes on again, maybe we slip in the mic question there.
Let's hear
sex
that
fart?
One more time.
What about sex fart? What? Sex fart.
Sex farting? Oh.
Is that the only excused time? Because things happen.
But you shouldn't laugh when it happens.
When either of you.
Yeah. Or take a quick sniff to see what it is.
All right, 6:33, yeah. That's the ODEC. We'll try to recover next as we revisit yesterday's visit with Stefan the Sea Cow. Stefan the Sea Cow, also part of
it. He won, baby.
The former president might have heard that.
Might be listening right now.
Are you proud with yourself?
I'm always proud of... No, I'm not.
No, he's not. He's not confident. Well, number two of four is the Hall of Famer, the all-time leader. And you were in studio with him earlier this week, Mikey.
Yep. Monday.
And
I was fresh off the plane. I hadn't watched any sports, so I don't know what my rambling nonsense was in Norm's defense, but he was not listening
this
to me.
This isn't quite Texas Tech field goal.
Yeah.
Still pretty bad.
I want to know your thoughts initially, I guess. I mean, there's some setup to it where Nico and Damian have this incredible relationship. I mean, on the videos I've seen, one of his crazy game winners... he makes it, Portland wins, you know, he gets swamped by his team, and then the first guy he goes and hugs is our guy, Nico Harrison, like right on the sideline. So they have an incredible relationship. There's been some tweets about Nico that Damian Lillard responds to and says yes, confirms them, facts. So all signs point to them having an incredible relationship, and then you can't help in the land of Maverick, where we seem to get no free agents or, I guess, even trades of people wanting to come here, that you can't try to start thinking, man, that seems interesting. That's a big name. Your thoughts?
I'm sorry, Mike, say again?
I guess just...
This is the last part. You're asking for my thoughts?
Yeah, thoughts just on the whole... I mean, it's, you know, look, every few days we're going to have a rumor du jour, and every offseason we seem to have a name that...
By the way, Tech just hit the ugliest field goal in the history of mankind.
And that is... look, Norm is at home still. He'll be back in studio soon.
I'm sorry, Mike, repeat that?
I could just imagine Mikey just sitting here just...
Because I didn't know what the hell I was talking about either.
Yeah, you're like, ready to just throw us a bomb question to save you from that.
We were hoping he would jump in and rescue you.
Yeah. Throw me the life float here.
He was checking out trees in his yard or something.
And it wasn't a Bob question. We were co-hosting. I was talking about something.
I know.
We're not replaying that one. If it wins, fine, but I can't hear that rambling nonsense again. But yeah, Norm hung me out.
Say it again, Mike.
Wait, all that?
All right, from the hang zone, we have more not listening, and this is Blake.
Blake Ben.
There are probably about 200,000 people who have seen these things.
I would probably do the move we talked about yesterday. I would get the shovel and fling it as far as I could into my neighborhood.
Okay, so you just let someone else deal with it.
Yeah, that's pretty much how I do my whole life. Someone else's problem. I'm definitely not going to get gloves, going to get one of my sandwich bags, filling it with salt and vinegar like I'm going to pickle it,
and then freeze it
in my freezer next to my pizza rolls. It's not happening.
I think I'm just going to fling it in my neighbor's yard. Not listening. Is that it? Or is it because it's a drop?
Justin said that like 2 seconds ago.
Cool. Got it. I just wanted to know.
What are you doing in there that you're not listening? We're all just sitting here.
Me and Mino were watching tennis.
Don't bring me into this.
Okay, I was watching tennis.
I'm glad my news was
Turn
so
off tennis. If tennis is making you not pay attention to the show.
My news must be horrible.
Okay. Well, I guess that's your gauge. If you can't keep
the guy on the show involved,
yeah. If you can't keep him interested, then someone out there is driving, heard us talking in the middle of that story, and turned it off.
I guess we'll have to move on since that story is not that great.
That's hilarious.
I mean, new listeners all the time.
Justin has one of the best laughs at the ticket. I love it when he laughs.
Very underrated. You're right.
Yeah.
But at least Blake called his own foul. You know. He wasn't trying to play it off or anything.
I just love long pause and then wasn't listening.
Not listening.
We were watching tennis, me and Mino. Mino said, whoa, dude.
But he also knows 50% chance he said something that would be a drop and would be played 100 times in the next 2 days.
Or because it's a drop.
Absolutely. Well, Matt Birmingham has been filling the Gordo role this week for this Shawn Michaels presentation. And Ham had trouble speaking and...
All week, really.
It sounded like you were mid-stroke during Ham and the News.
Well, the 50 cows may be gone, but they will not be forgotten.
No.
As the animal rights activist group PETA have announced that they will honor the fallen by erecting a billboard in Southwest Fort Worth to memorialize the cows. I am
Are you okay? You can you talk?
I do that whole sentence one more time.
Yeah, please.
Let's dump it. Here.
By erecting a billboard in Southwest Fort Worth to memorialize... The 50 cows that made pass away.
Hmm. Julie punctuator.
Like, we all fumble a lot of words, but rarely do you see six in a row.
Man.
Just gets butchered.
That was Layla T's-esque with federal interest.
Full slash and burn agriculture, you in that sentence.
As I'm reading it, I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what I'm saying.
It's amazing.
Let's hear that one again.
Please.
I like that one.
Well, the 50 cows may be gone, but they will not be forgotten.
Nope.
As the animal rights activist group PETA have announced that they will honor the fallen by erecting a billboard in Southwest Fort Worth to
memorialize the cows. I am.
Are you okay? You can you talk?
I do that whole sentence one more time,
yeah, please.
Let's dump it here.
By erecting a billboard in Southwest Fort Worth to memorialize the 50 cows that made pass away.
I'm Layla. A missing Baylor player earns interest in federal interest. That's on the ticket ticker.
No kidding.
Well, Ham, you supersized our e-break. So our nominees this week.
You're welcome, America.
And we'll take your voting at 888-787-1310. Killer, with an unfortunate ending to a segment, Norm and Blake not listening, and Ham's on-air stroke. We take calls, 888-787-1310. Good morning. You're voting for the emergency break.
I'm going to vote for, I'm just going to fling it in my neighbor's yard.
All right.
Fling your vote.
Okay, that's a vote for...
Blakeub.
Blake. Hi, P1, you're on the ticket.
What's up, guys? It's E-Break Man.
Hey, E-Break Man.
This morning, feeling a little juvenile. When the music ain't there, you can back the thing up. A fine smelling show, you can back the thing up. What did you eat? You can have a sex bar. Must have been meat, you can have a sex bar. Can you smell what the show was cooking? E-Break Man about to put the hook in. Get the thing up, back the thing up, back the thing up, yeah!
All right. The killer, you got
Living
a vote.
Legend.
From E-Break Man.
And
hi.
Vote for Kill Shot.
Happy Friday morning. You're voting for the emergency break.
Yes, I'd like to vote for Killers number 2 and Hooter Brown.
All right. Somewhat responsible
Who
vote here.
Hooter Brown?
Line 4.
I thought you, if you don't know, we're in trouble.
You're voting on the air.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
Wait,
I mean,
no.
Yeah.
I mean, the worst thing he said was yogurt.
Yogurt.
There's an implication there.
There is an implication. Because of the implication.
It's a fill-in show, so be careful.
No, yeah, you're true.
Hi, E-Break.
No vote.
I don't think we'd say that one.
But we're still counting it as a vote for Killer.
Wait, you can't?
I don't think we can.
Yeah.
He mispronounced Queens in when he said King of Queens.
I overreacted.
It's okay. Yeah. It's better to err on the side of caution sometimes. 888-787-1310. Hello, E-Break.
Gentlemen, Stan Andruski, Ruben's boss, Jimmy Blake.
Two votes for...
Thanks, Stan.
Second vote for Blake, 3 for Killer. Norm and Ham still looking to get on the board. Could this be a vote for one of those two? Hello.
Good morning. Happy 4th of July. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I wanted to ask Norm, does he think Max Verstappen has an opportunity to repeat at the Austrian GP this week in the back-to-back F1 race, or does he think Mercedes and Lewis Hamilton have a shot at whittling away at the 8-point championship lead on the way to his...
Wait, could you repeat that? Could you repeat that for me?
Hardcore F1 talk there.
Happy 4th of July. Thanks for taking my call on the emergency break of the week. I'd like to vote for Norm. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, we figured.
It's a Norm on the board. Hi, line 2, you're on the air.
The first time I met Norm, he cut in line at the grocery store. I said, hey, sir, you know the line's back here. He turned around and said, are you a termite? I said, no, why? He goes, because you're about to have a mouth full of wood.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Give me Norm. Thank you for a Norm vote. Hello, ticket.
What a threat.
You're on the air.
I love not knowing if he's telling the truth or not about that story either.
Hey, I got my kids over here at Joe Judge's Play Palace. When does it open up?
I think we got a 9 a.m. start time, mm-hmm. So you're going to have to kill some time.
Okay, is Trey Mitchell still working here?
No, in a part-time capacity, yeah.
All right, hey, how about one for the All-Star Norm?
All right, Norm with a late run. So
All-Star.
Killer with 3, Norm with 3, Blake with 2, Ham. No support for Matt Birmingham just yet.
There's too many.
Hi, good morning, you're on the air.
Good morning, fellas. Great job this week. Great job.
Thanks, dude.
All right. I want to send a quick shout out to my loved ones in the Pacific Northwest. I hope y'all get a break from the heat soon. Be safe.
Okay.
It's not a candidate.
I mean, it's a nice thought, but not a vote.
All right.
Hello.
Hello. I want to vote.
Go for it.
Okay. I want to vote for Blake. It is not speaking, but, why does Mark Duper have a punished face mask?
Ooh, Mike, yeah.
It was the olden times.
That's a great question.
And that also allowed Dan Marino just to zip it and stick it right in his face mask if he wasn't paying attention, because Marino would do that sometime.
We have a tie. 3-3 between Killer, Norman, Blake, Ham still not on the board.
Somehow the Pacific Northwest has a vote.
The heat wave.
Happy Friday. You're voting
Cascadia.
On the E-break. Hello.
Hey, guys. Hey, first of all, I was going to say y'all doing an outstanding job this week. I appreciate it. Love listening to y'all.
Thanks, dude.
Second of all, I'm going to vote for Jason Kidd vote here for Killer, most definitely. Give a shout-out to Mount Birmingham.
Thank
okay,
you.
So a shout-out, but not a vote,
okay,
but Killer.
I'll take that.
Yeah, Killer got a vote.
Killer is one away from a victory. Hello.
Who's one away?
That would be Jason Killer Kellison, the producer of this fill-in show.
Give me Killer!
Whoa!
Yeah. Killer!
He wanted to deal the final blow.
Killer with the win. He wins the Cannonball Challenge yesterday, and he wins the emergency break this week here on the ticket.
What about sex part? Sex fart.
Sex farting? Oh.
Is that the only excused time? Because things happen.
But you shouldn't laugh when it happens.
When either of you.
Yeah. Or take a quick sniff to see what it is.
All right, 6:33. Yeah. That's the ODEC. We'll try to recover next as we revisit yesterday's visit with Stefan the Sea Cow.
What does that mean?
All right, Killer, you now have
a quick sniff.
To see what it is.
A quick sniff.
You have the awkward moment of having to claim your win and where you stand in the pecking order.
That is my 7th overall win in 18 years.
How? Only 7.
I am 114 behind Norm, the true ticket high roller, Hitchkiss.
Oh, man.
All right, well, that's E-Break. Congratulations, Killer. So no Giannis, no problem for the Bucks. They're a win away from facing the Suns.